Hello, welcome to the Business Today's Weekend Podcast. I'm Shailendra. Here are some of the top stories. Amid the furor over the extension of the gap between two doses of Covishield, White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci said that it is a reasonable approach. He said that if one is in a situation that India finds itself in currently, then one would have to try and figure out other ways to get as many as possible vaccinated. The comments came after the government announced on Thursday that the gap between two doses of Covishield has been increased to 12 to 16 weeks from the current 6 to 8 weeks. Dr. Fauci said that this extended interval is beneficial even from the efficacy standpoint amid criticism that the extension is a cover-up for vaccine shortage. Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal on Friday said the Delhi government will extend financial help to families which have lost their earning members to the coronavirus and also bear the cost of education and upbringing of children orphaned by the pandemic. He also said the number of fresh COVID-19 cases has come down to around 8,500 and the positivity rate has dipped to around 12%. The Chief Minister in an online press conference also added that the fight against the coronavirus has not ended and there is no room for leniency. Wardia Group-backed Go Air has been rebranded as Go First, as the airline is betting big on its ultra-low-cost business model to tide over the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. The airline is also preparing to go for an initial public offering to raise funds for its expansion plans. Go Air is the third Indian carrier to be listed on the bourses after SpiceJet and IndiGo. The airline, which was launched in 2005, has a market share of more than 9.5% in India currently. The Go First as ultra-low-cost carrier would operate narrow-body aircraft type across its fleet, which comprises Airbus A320 and A320neos planes in operation. The UP government will spend up to $1.36 billion to buy COVID-19 shots and held early talks this week with companies such as Pfizer and the local partner of the maker of Russia's Sputnik V, a state official said on Thursday. The move comes as many Indian states curtail vaccinations due to severe shortages amid a record surge in coronavirus infections, with India recording more than 4,000 deaths for a second straight day as its health system fails to cope. The state government has also held pre-bid talks with Indian vaccine companies, the Serum Institute of India, licensed to make the AstraZeneca Novavax shots, Bharat Biotech and Cadila Healthcare as part of a global tender to buy 40 million doses over the next few months. Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine generates antibody responses 3.5 times larger in older people when the second dose is delayed to 12 weeks after the first, a British study said. The study released on Friday is the first to directly compare immune responses of the Pfizer shot from the 3-week dosing interval tested in clinical trials and the extended 12-week interval that British officials recommend in order to give more vulnerable people at least some protection quickly. After Britain moved to extend the interval between doses, Pfizer and vaccine partner BioNTech said there was no data to back up the move. Pfizer, however, has said that public health considerations outside of the clinical trials might be taken into consideration. And that's all we have for in today's podcast. Have a great weekend.